Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Scott, Golf Fit. Today we're going to be talking about custom shafts. One of the things that a lot of golfers kind of struggle with is figuring out, like, what shaft should I be playing in my clubs? And it's a pretty simple answer for the most part. A lot of it has to do with your club head speed. So typically, you know, if we're talking driver swing, you know, really anything over about 100 and anything over 100 miles an hour, driver speed should be a stiff shaft. And then if you get up into like the 115 and above, now we're talking extra stiff. If you're in the 90s, you should be in like a regular flex, all the way down to senior, depending on whatever your club head speed is. Now, one thing that comes along with custom shafts is a lot of different shafts are made differently, especially in the custom realm. So sometimes they have more torque, sometimes they have less torque, and sometimes the kick point of the shaft is higher or lower. Typically, what you're going to find is on custom shafts that are high end, the torque point or the kick point is going to be higher up the shaft, more closer to the grip, whereas the stock manufacturer shafts are typically going to have the kick point a little bit lower towards the head. And the reason why they do that is because most amateurs have a hard time getting the ball in the air, and so they put the kick point lower so that the player can get the ball up. Now, the problem with that is that as a player becomes better and more proficient in their ability to hit the ball, they end up with, if they're using a stock shaft, they'll end up with too much backspin and probably too high of a launch angle, which can cut your distances. I mean, I've seen it go all the way up into like the 20 to 40 yard range. I've literally fit somebody before, and just by swapping out the shaft and the head, was able to get them an extra 40 yards gained. And that's because their backspin rates were like up in the high 3,000, 4,000 range. And typically what you're looking for is a shaft that gets you somewhere around 22 to 2,500 RPMs of backspin. Now, if you're the type of player who is not able to control ball flight, let's say you slice the ball or you hook the ball and you're not hitting the ball in the direction that you want to go, you're really not going to benefit from a custom shaft fitting majority of the time. In most cases, what you would actually benefit from is golf lessons to learn how to get your path and your face angles and your contact and your tempo in the right spot. And then if you're able to hit the ball relatively straight, once you've had those lessons and you're still getting, you know, super high backspin rates, then I would say that it would be time to go ahead and consider upgrading. And so that's pretty much it as far as what you should be looking for. Again, you should be looking for backspin rates around 22 to 2,500 RPMs. If your shaft is producing higher backspin numbers than that and you're able to put it in the direction that you want to go, I would say it would be a good time to consider getting fit. Some of the top manufacturers, you know, the shafts are going to vary in price depending on which ones you go with. You don't have to go too crazy as far as price goes to get a decent shaft, but they're not cheap. You know, there's a reason why they're aftermarket, and it's because you do get what you pay for a lot of the times with these custom shafts. So especially if you're a pretty decent player. If you're a better player, you're going to get more out of the high-end shaft. And so it would be worth upgrading. So I hope that helps. Until next time, guys, as always, aim small, swing smooth. Peace.